人在是何等的美好，你在我们当中，主耶稣，愿你的圣灵成为我们无限量的帮助，讲的听的都是从你那里来的。主耶稣，你给我们有一个能听的耳朵，能够听得清楚，愿你的圣灵亲自的启示给我们，让我们更多的明白你美善纯良的旨意，也保守我们下面的时间继续与我们同在。祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我今天讲的题目呢，本来我想印的，结果呢，后来那个 coffee machine 呢，那个没有人帮助我，我就没有办法印。
So today, I'm going to share a topic. I was going to share a document with everyone here, but the printer wasn't working.
那个我们来以前，我们先看一节圣经，好不好？
But let's turn to a scripture.
传道书三章十一节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3, verse 11. Wait, is that Acts?
传道书在箴言的下面一本。
Oh, never mind.
在旧约箴言的下面一本。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
Oh, 这里已经有了。哎呀，我们一起来读一下好了。至少万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在人心里。然而神从始不作为，不能参透。
It says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
那个，当我们读这一节圣经的时候呢，我们就晓得我们每一个人呢，有一个永恒在我们里面，对不对？
When we read the scripture, we realize that within every one of us, we have the sense of eternity within us.
那其他的动物有没有？人是万物之灵，因为它有神的气息在里面，这个气息就是永恒的。
And so, you know, do animals have this? And we know they don't, because it's only us humans who are created by God that have His living breath.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在地上的时间呢，圣经上讲，普通人可以活到70岁。强壮的可以活到80岁，那现在人的寿命比以前长，大概是100岁吧，好不好？100岁在这个永恒里面呢，连一个微尘都没有。
So you know in the Bible it says like how you know the average man can live to 70 and those who are stronger may live up to 80. But you know today in our world.Some of us can live up to 100. We live longer than people back in those days. But even 100 years is such a tiny little piece of eternity.
所以弟兄姐妹，我跟大家一起来思考这个问题。这个问题是我们人生最重要的一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, let us think about this one question. It's one of the most important questions that we have to ask.
第一件事情我们要问的，第一个问题，我到底在哪里
？So the first question is, where am I?
然后你第二件事情要问的什么？我的家人是不是要与我同去
？The second one is, you know, is my family going with me?
这是一个很重要的。我们人这个在世界上就是。所追求的就是吃喝玩乐，快快乐乐的在世上的一生，对不对？
you know, for many of us on this earth, you know, we pursue, you know, happiness, you know, being able to eat, have fun, to enjoy life.
现在我在这里啊，要把弟兄姐妹这样敲醒，就是我们要想永恒的事情。
But here I want to caution, brothers and sisters, about to think about the eternity, things of the eternity.
这个圣经上就讲得很清楚，世上的情欲都要过去，啊，都要过去。弟兄姐妹啊，我们在世上所作所为的，假使你为这个短短的一百年吧，通通都要过去，转眼成空。像那个传道书说的，说的虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，在日光之下以下，没有一件事情不是虚空。以前有的，现在也有，要 repeat。
Yeah, so brothers and sisters, we have to think of what's eternal, because everything on this life, the Bible says, the pleasures of this world, everything in it will pass away. And just like in Ecclesiastes, it says that, you know, everything is meaningless. You know, there's nothing new under the sun.
那个启示录里面，我们看到七个教会，对不对？七个教会，这个七个教会是什么？七个教会是什么？是灯台呀、啊，弟兄啊，像海洋里面灯塔一样的，给人生有一个目标指标。你看到海里面的灯塔，你就晓得，哎呀，这里面平安的。这个教会在地上。就是一个灯台。
And so think about, you know, what the seven churches in the book of Revelation means. You know, they're lampstands, and, you know, it's just like the lighthouses that when, you know, when there are people on the sea and they see a lighthouse, they know that there's a safe place. And for us, you know, the church on this earth is the same thing. We're like a lighthouse, a lampstand for the world.
每一个的教会不管灵恩的、保守的、不保守的，怎么样子情形啊，都要传福音。我在这里唱歌的时候，我就有一个，忽然之间心里面有个感动。这一个教会积极系啊，以那个 Glorious Gospel Church， 一定要把那个福音传递出去，对不对？顾名思义嘛，我们是教会。里面的教会是世界的灯台。那个，当我们开始这个聚会的时候，那个郑大卫牧师就有这个意向，说 "Glorious Gospel Church"， 把这个荣耀带到地上去。
And so one of the things we have to do as a church is to spread the gospel, to preach the gospel. You know, just like, you know, our church here, it's called the Glorious Gospel Church. You know, it's something that we need to do to go out there.
那个我第二件事情我就要给大家讲的，在启示录里面第一个教会是什么？什么教会？以弗所。以弗所教会什么事情都做得好的，但是他欠缺了一件事情是什么？
起初的。
去离去了起初的是吧？起初的爱，什么是起初的爱啊？主耶稣就是起初的爱啊。起初的爱就是说，当一个人呢、啊、信主的时候，他里面就有神的爱。这个神的爱是什么？他要出去传福音，给第一个就报给他家里人听，对不对？
So, you know, think.I want to remind you about the first church in, that was mentioned in the book of Revelations is the church of Ephesus. And what God said was that they did everything, you know, they did a lot of great things and good things, but one thing they lacked is that they forgot about the first love. And this first love is Jesus. Because when we first believe in Jesus, we have this, you know, desire in our heart to go and share the gospel to those around us, to our family.
这个以弗所书最后一个结语是什么？因为他们失去了起初的爱心，我要把这个灯台挪去，对不对？
And Jesus said that, you know, he would take away their lampstand because they lost this first love.
那最后一个教会是什么教会啊？老底家，老底家的教会有什么特征呢？
And what about the last church that was mentioned? It's the church of Laodicea.
是什么？是什么？不冷不热，温吞水。我们做人处事的道理，我们有中庸之道，这个很好啊，对不对？但是我们信耶稣的，不是像个温吞水啊。这个温吞水啊，他说啊，你不冷不热，所以我要在口中什么？是不是？
And what did Jesus say about this church? Jesus said that this church was neither hot or cold. It was lukewarm, and so God, dislikes that, and so he would spit out this lukewarm water.
这个意味着什么？从第一个教会到最后一个教会，我们都有责任去抢救灵魂。不是光是这个以弗所的老底家，其他的教会，你看历史历代里面，你当这个教会不去传福音的时候，这个灯就是慢慢微落下来了。
And so, regardless of which church it is, that's mentioned in the Bible here, we all have a mission to go preach the gospel. And the moment that we stop preaching it, over time,The light in our lampstand starts to dim.
那个，所以我们啊，要什么？要去传福音去。圣经上面告诉我们，第一个，当我们信主了，耶稣给十一个门徒说，他说你们要出去，使万民什么受洗，成为我的门徒。对不对？成为我的门徒受洗，对不对？
And so, when Jesus gave the great commission to his disciples, he said to go throughout the world to preach the gospel and to make disciples of the nations.
我们来看看那个马太福音28:19。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 19.
我们现在讲的那个大使命这个 section 里面，来，我们一起来读好不好？
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名，
给他们施洗。来，我们再读下面。我所，
凡我所吩咐你们的，多教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同。直到世界的末了，
好不好？这个是 promise， 你去到哪里去，我陪了你去，陪了你去传福音去。
This is Matthew chapter 28, the last chapter, verse 19 and 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of the nation of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And this is a promise that God gave here, that he will be with us.
对了，这个是什么？这个是 Emmanuel, 他与我们同去。
And this is, this reflects who he is, he's Emmanuel, and he'll be with us.
我现在要给大家讲一件真实的故事啊，真实的故事。
Let me share a true story.
这个发生在这个时代，那个非洲北非那个地方啊，里面有成百上千个教会。
This is a true story for in this era. In the northern part of Africa, there are thousands of churches.
完全是每一个 denomination， 每一个教会差不多的教会。通通都到那里去宣教去。
And there's this place with all these churches where many people from all denominations.
北非那么大一块地方，不得了，好像成了一个基督教的一个原地一样的。
So many denominations sent people there to preach the gospel.
这是一个真实的故事，但是几百年、一百多年以后啊，这个地方啊。变成一个什么？回教世界变成一个。
And you know, during that period, that place became like a stronghold for Christians. But today, after you know over 100 years, it's become a Muslim nation.
现在还是。
And it still is today.
你看到这个情形的时候，你心中有什么感觉？
And when you see this, what has happened? What do you feel in your hearts?
有什么感觉？ What happened? 为什么会这个样子的？
You know, we should be thinking, you know, what happened? How come?
成千个教会啊，不得了啊，不得了。
It had thousands of churches.
可能还是超过 thousands of churches. 为什么会发生这样子的一个事情呢？就是有两个原因。一个，当他们啊建立教会的时候啊，我跟你讲，最好的防卫你自己的家园，最好防卫你自己的城堡的方法是什么？是什么？祷告，祷告什么？最好的方法就是攻击，你不停的攻击。一个教会建立了教会了以后，你不是在那里，哎呀，我总算有圣灵的果子了，我 enjoy myself， 可以很好，但是你一边 enjoy yourself， 一边你还是要出去打仗。最好的防守是什么？是攻击。所以每一个教会都需要去什么？攻击魔鬼撒旦。Sorry.
So, you know, what happens, you know, there, you know, the fact is, you know, they built all these churches, but, you know, they forgot something, you know. You know, think about this, you know, what is the best defense for protecting the church? It's actually being on the offense. You know, we have to go to war. We have to go out there and fight against the devil to continue to preach the gospel. And yes, you know, some people might come to the church and now they're bearing the fruits of the Spirit and they might feel like they might just be enjoying in you know, in that kind of condition. But it's okay to do that, but we also have to continue to go out there and fight.
当一个教会停止宣教的意向，停止传福音的时候，这个教会就是要开始要慢慢的没落下来了。
And when a church stops having this vision for preaching the gospel or sharing the gospel, it slowly starts to dwindle.
启示录里面七个教会，我跟你讲，都应该去传福音去。我们积极性更应该去传福音去。
You know, those seven churches in the book of Revelations, they all had to go out there and preach the gospel.
唯有不停的攻击。你才能够就是什么，能够在神面前有一个荣耀，有一个恩典。神就给我们讲，你们无论到哪里去，他就与我们同在。
And it's you know even more so for our church, you know, GGC to go out there and preach the gospel, because you know if we you know continue to preach the gospel, we are, you know, bringing glory to God, and it's promised that God will be with us no matter where we go.
北非的教会啊，这些基督教会啊，他建立教会了以后啊，他开始干什么？开始开了养老院啊，孤儿院啊，还有那个 unmarried mother 啊，这个很多的。这些东西都很好，我不是说不好，但是这很重要。但是那个教会还是要秉持他以前的看见，继续的传福音，继续的传递下去。这一个就是说，你开养老院、开孤儿院、开什么聚会都很好。这个方法就是一个，这个方法我就这里写。就是避重就轻的方法，你聚完会了啊，然后呢，那个大家都很高兴啊，都是你已经信主的人， 但是不信主的人，你走出教会的墙外去看看，我跟你讲，你这个就觉得我们基督徒有责任了、基督徒有责任了。所以我这里讲避重就轻，当北非那个教会建立了以后，他就是开做这些吃药的工作，这些吃药的工作很好很好，但是你不能够取代传福音这个 possession， 你绝对不能够取代的。
So what happened to these churches in this north part of North Africa was thatThe churches, once they were established, they started, you know, offering elderly care services. They were helping the orphans. They were helping the widows, which are all of these things are good things. But it became just something where, you know, after service, after church, you know, it was just something for the believers. But, you know, what about those who haven't believed, the unbelievers? And, you know, so what happens is that when we focus more on these, other ministries and you forget about preaching the gospel, then the church is in danger. We have to continue to go out there and keep pursuing that initial mission of preaching the gospel.
Good translation. 那第二个呢，就是说，这个就是说避重就轻，我们做容易的工作，不做难的工作。世界上最好的工作是什么？最好的工作传福音，我跟你讲，传福音里面、一边传福音一边改变你的生命啊，你的生命啊潜移默化的改变了。哎呀，你说错了话了，哎呀，你跟同工之间有纠葛，因为传福音的缘故，这个当我们传福音的时候，一方面传福音，一方面改变我们自己，改变我们的生命。
And even when we preach the gospel, it actually changes our lives. You know, when we go out there and we have this sense of responsibility, you know, when we're interacting with our coworkers and we realize sometimes when there's conflicts or in our conversations, you know, not only is it that we're trying to preach to them, but it also causes us to change, you know, ourselves.
Yeah, 第二个呢，就是呢，第一呢，本末倒置，到这些基督徒啊，在那个地方啊，上百上千个以上的教会啊，他们开始干什么了？你晓不晓得？他们开孤儿院，开那个养老院，这些都很好，次要的。他们更坏的就是什么样子啊？里面的纷争 ，denomination 跟 denomination 纷争。教会与教会不和谐啊，然后就是说可能那个时候也有灵恩派也有基要派，两个互相批评论断起来了，我猜想。所以这个教会后来就是什么样子，当你本末倒置的时候，就是说你一到了里面，把里面的界限分清楚，分得清清楚楚，这是你的，这是我的，你不能够超过这个线或者怎么样子。这一个情形呢，就是本末倒置，因为教会与教会之间要相互的合一啊。今天也是一样的，很多基要的教会、福音的教会，他就是你们这些人都是灵恩的，就是讲圣灵，也不讲圣经，不做这个不做那个，讲了一大堆。我在伯德摩也受人家批评了，我自己感受，我是在想你在说什么呀？你在说什么？这个不对的啦，弟兄姐妹，能够两个人合作，一起把福音传出去了，对不对？相互的尊敬，相互的爱护。你有困难了，我把钱捐给你。像那个林良堂，他把小教会抓来，他说你们需第一个，他就抱歉，我把你们小教会里面的羊都到这里来。第二个他说的，你们需要什么，你们需要钱，我给你钱，他应该有这个态度。所以林良堂走得快，走得好，我两三年 不看他们了，一下子的上百个教会就成立起来了。 Sorry
Oh man. Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah, so you know, within those churches, you know, yeah, they did all of these like prescriptive measures of, you know, offering care services and helping, you know, those in need. But something worse even happened among those churches, and it was the dissension and disunity when the denominations started to bump heads with each other. Churches were fighting with each other. They were, you know, telling each other that, you know, this is my part, this is your part. We were drawing, you know, lines between the different churches. So even today, you know, sometimes there are examples of, you know, conflicts between different churches with different denominations and people making judgments. But yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Yeah. 那个，所以最好的方法去避免这些发生啊，你对反对你的教会，你跟他去握手言和，就是说，哎呀，很抱歉哦，这个怎么样是吧？那有事没有事呢？就送一些礼物给他们，不要跟他们有感觉，就是说我偷你的羊，你抢我的羊，不要有这个感觉。这个教会与教会之间应该有一个互动，不是说相对。
So you know, among the churches, you know, if there are conflicts, you know, sometimes it's just good to, you know, shake other people's hands, you know, the opposite side, and you know, just try to make sure that everyone doesn't have any misunderstandings or bad feelings about, you know, oh, you took people from my church, or you know, you took people from my church. And you know, instead, we should really focus on not trying to be competing with each other, but rather we should be, you know, collaborating.
Very good. Yeah, very good. 那这个我们晓不晓得大使命啊？聚华，你晓不晓得教会大使命啊？那个景深晓不晓得？大家都晓得大使命啊！这个马可福音、马太福音最后一章最后几节讲得清清楚楚啊！我们每天想，哎呀，大使命，大使命，大使命，但是有没有人走出教会啊？有没有人走出去啊？没有人走出去啊！我现在问你，坏人走不出去啊？坏人走不出去啊！你晓得大使命，你按照这个圣经教导，你说知道我的命令就去做的人就有福。有没有人走出去啊？有，不是极少数的，不是没有，但是大部分的人啊，闻风不动。大部分的教会也是这样子的，这是一个很可悲的现象。
So do you understand the Great Commission? I'm sure many of you know the Great Commission. Many of us know the Great Commission. But how many of us go out to fulfill the Great Commission? Many people just, you know, stay within the church and they don't go out. But it isn't that there aren't people who go to fulfill the Great Commission, but there aren't many.
因为他们为什么跑不出去啊？他们两个脚是不是被粘住了、锁住了，不能动啊？主要的原因他们没有，因为他们有这个话语，有这个 command， 就是有这个命令，但是他们动不了。为什么动不了啊？因为他们没有看到这个异象。
So you know, why aren't people able to go out to fulfill this great commission?They know it. They know what God is saying, what the will is, but somehow, you know, we're unable to go out there. So, you know, what's the reason? And the reason is that we don't have the vision.
什么是异象？我现在问问大家。
So, what's this vision?
异象是吧？很多人说，哎呀，我看了这个，看了那个，都很好。但是看了这个异象啊，这个是你 visible 的影响。还有一个 invisible 的意象，哎呀，你心里就是看到了，哎呀，这个我这个心里面的一个圣灵的感动啊。同时，你不但是看到了，心里面有这个感动，你就去传福音去了。举个例，美国有一个最有名的一个传道人，穆迪，这个人你们认不认识啊？啊， Moody Bible College 在芝加哥附近很有名的。这个 Moody 这个人啊，他是看到异象的人。啊，他以前是个大坏蛋，这个人，吃喝什么东西都来的。他信主了以后，他改了，他看到异象传福音，他每天他给自己讲，我每天要给人家去传福音去。
So you know what is this vision? You know, some people, you know, we have the visions, things that we can see, and then there are things that we can't see. But you know, this vision is, you know, when we have this moving within our hearts to share the gospel. And you know, many of you might know a evangelist named
Moody.
There's even a famous well-known college near Chicago named after him. But he was a man, you know, who in the past he just lived like the world. But when he came to God, he had this new vision within his life.
我们看两节圣经好不好？箴言二十四章十一十二节。箴言二十四章十一十二节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24.
希望这两节圣经你们记住啊，
verse 12 and 13.
记在心里面。我相信摩底看到这个异象，也记住这个经节啊。
So let's read these verses and also remember them. And I'm sure Moody also, you know, thought about these verses as well.
我们一起来读好不好？人被拉到死地，你要解救；人被降死，你去拦阻。你若说这是未知道，那衡量人心的岂不明白吗？保守你命的岂不知道吗？他岂不按个人所行的都一个人吗？这个
sorry, so verse 11 and 12, it says, rescue those being led away to death, hold back those staggering toward slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done?
这个，当我们读到这两节经节的时候，那个景深啊，你有什么感觉啊？你有什么感觉啊？传福音啊，就是说，人被拉到死地，一天有成千上万的人到地狱里面去啊！你的孩子、你的丈夫、你的兄弟姐妹、亲戚朋友，不晓得什么时候到地狱里面去了，你要不要去把他拉回来啊？要把他拉回来的，这个不是开玩笑。我告诉大家一个好消息，在天堂上有 reunion， 我跟你讲 ，reunion 不是给我们地上有 reunion， 到天上去了也有 reunion 的。你家里的人甚至跟你祖父祖母都见面了。那个前几年有一本书 The Heaven is So Real， 他看到他的祖父在里面，然后他又看到他的那个呢过去的姐姐在胎里面就过去了，他在天上就见到了。这是什么？到天上的时候你会跟你的家里人都会见面的，这是真实的故事啊，不是假的，这是真的。所以我们人呢，要就是第一个重要的，要为你的父母亲，要为你的配偶，要为你的亲戚朋友祷告。Sorry.
So, you know, what do you think about when you read these verses? And these verses are all about preaching the gospel. And you know, this is why we have to care, you know, because there are thousands and millions of people who live on this earth who are on their way to death, on their way to hell, who aren't saved. And so, you know, we have to reach these people. And even so, for those who are, you know, close to us, our family members, Just like, you know, in the book called Heaven is So Real, you know, we see that there's actually a reunion in heaven for those who believe. You know, you're able to see other people in your family who are also there.
这个我是要 emphasize， 这个不是要去帮助他们去啊。我们再看一节圣经好不好？箴言29:18。
Let's also turn to Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18.
来，我们一起来读来。没有异象，民就放肆；唯独遵守律法，变为有福。好，我们就读到这里。
It says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law."
弟兄姐妹，所以我们要看到这个异象呀，看到异象，看到这个传福音的紧迫性。传福音的紧迫性，我相信啊，当我们把这样传福音的紧迫性去传福音去的时候，有一天我们都在天上了，他会给你谢恩。哎呀，某某人啊，你那天来我家真好啊，真好，我就是那天信主了，所以我在这里有永恒了。因为这个例子啊，我跟你讲，有这个例子啊。
So, you know, this is why we have to have this vision, this revelation from God. We have to know why we have to share the gospel, and we have to have this sense of urgency and importance for sharing the gospel, because truly, you know, there will be people who later on, when you see them in heaven, you know, they'll thank you for having preached the gospel to them, having gone to their house, having said a word.
OK， 我们再看一节圣经，《路加福音》16:27。
Let's also turn to Luke chapter 16, verse 27.
这个故事你们晓不晓得？一个乞丐给那个财主到了，他们在地狱里面见面了。他就告诉他那个财主说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄可以对他们做见证啊，免得他们到这个痛苦的地方来啊。弟兄姐妹啊，我们看到没有啊，这个我们假如是拉撒路，我们假如是拉撒路的弟兄的话，然后我们知道这个福音的话，会不会给他弟兄去讲去啊？会呀，我们要去讲啊。
So many of us know this story, you know, between the rich man and Lazarus. Verse 27 says, he answered, "Then I beg of you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers.Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment." You know, of course, you know, even if we were, you know, the brothers of Lazarus, you know, we should feel the same way, that we should go out to share the gospel with these five brothers.
弟兄姐妹啊，我跟你讲啊，这也是真实的故事啊。英国有一个很有名的一个传道人 John Wesley， 你听过这个人没有啊？你晓不晓得他传福音有传了几年呢？将近40年之久，他一信主他就是马不停蹄的英伦三岛在那里转，他一生的最好的光阴，最后几年的光阴都是在马背里面度过的，所以后来引起那个英国的复兴，引起各方各处的英人那个有一个大的复兴，清教徒啊这些都跟他有影响。有那个弟兄姐妹啊， 一个人要看到永恒，当你看到永恒了以后啊，你就不会那么懒散不去传福音。我跟你讲，那我又看到一本书呢，就是一个韩国牧师，这个是真实的，我看到好几个人他都讲同样的话。
OK so yeah I know so you know, there's another true story I want to share, and it's about a really well-known evangelist from England named John Wesley. You know, he preached pretty much all of his life, even well into his
on the back of the horse, you know, riding the horse.
Yeah, he was he rode his horse for over 40 years, preaching the gospel all around England.
Yeah.
And you know, because of his work, you know, there's actually a revival in England, and many people, you know, came to Christ. And there's another story. It's also true, and it's from a Korean church, Korean pastor.
那个普牧师，那个他是一个韩国很大的一个教会里面的主任牧师。他有一天 stroke， 人走了，到天上去了。他结果看到什么呢？看到一种大房子，好高好大的房子。他就问那个天使：“这个房子是谁的？”他说：“是 John Wesley 的。”
Well, the piece that I forgot to mention earlier. So it's important for us to have a view of eternity so that we don't lose track of our vision and what we are supposed to do on this earth. But this pastor in this head pastor in this really big church in Korea, one day he had a stroke and he passed away. He was brought up to heaven, and when he was there, he saw this really tall house building, and he asked, you know, what's this? And he found out that it was John Wesley's place.
不是一个人去过天上，好几个去过天上的人说同样的话，不同的时代。我看到，因为我蛮喜欢看这些书的呀，所以弟兄姐妹啊，我跟你讲啊，保罗说了一句话啊。我不传福音就有祸了，我传福音就有什么，就有福了。这是有福了，是我讲的啊。这一个人必须要去传福音。
So, but it's not just this one person. There's actually many other people who also have the same experience going up to heaven and seeing this. And these people. Saw it from different time periods. So, you know, it's just like in the Bible, you know, Paul said, you know, it's really important for him to preach the gospel. And so that's why we also have to preach the gospel.
那个我在台湾读书的时候认识我一个同班的同学，可能你们都听过，姓朱的，叫朱桃书。听过没有？他这个月，去年他在国内六个月，就吃了那里，住了那里，去传福音，去培养这个信徒去。他的高龄比我还大，80多岁的一个老人，满头白发，到那里去。
So there is someone.From Taiwan.
Brother Chu.
Okay, so it's Brother Chu. And he, last summer?
Last year.
Last year, he went to China to preach the gospel. And he's actually, you know, even...
More than 80.
He's more than 80 years old.
83 or 84, at least.我们有一个问题，就是他为什么年纪那么大了还去啊？
So the question is, you know, even though he's well in age, you know, why is he going there?
弟兄姐妹们，我们要想天上的事情，尤其是年老人， 他要想天上的事情。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to think about things of heaven, especially, for those of us who are older.
我最后讲一句话啊，讲一句话，保罗说的，我不传福音就有祸了。这个有祸了是讲什么？你们想想看好不好？他说，我不传福音就有祸了。因为这个责任已经交给我了。
So think about, 对不对？ Think about what Paul said. He said, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. And so think about what that means. Because he has a responsibility.
有什么祸？福音的债，good answer. 还有呢？还有没有能想起来？啊？我在思考这个问题。保罗说：“我有祸了，我不去传福音。我有祸了。”那个弟兄姐妹啊，这是神给他的一个什么？一个呼召。这是神给他的一个意向，他假如不去的话，我个人的一个想法，他就失去了神的祝福，他也可能失去了神的保护。你看那个约伯记里面讲，他约伯是一个很虔诚的人，很敬畏神的人，所以他把那个天使天君围住他那个 property， 对不对？假使说你违背了神的意向的话，你不在神的，很多的时候你不在神的 security 里面，是不是危险呢？非常危险。神因为我们爱他，他来帮助我们，而且与我们同在。他给那个保罗是一个特别异象的人呀，所以除此之外呢，还有什么呢？除了还有就是哥林多前书里面，你假使自己仅仅得救，你不去传福音，不去走生命的道路的话，你像从火里面经过一样的，很辛苦。你知道到了天上来了，不但是没有奖赏，你好像从那个经过火一样的，什么东西呀？那个时候就是什么？那个时候就是你流泪哭泣不止。所以弟兄姐妹，不要违背上面的意向，神给我们的，好不好？
So basically, for Paul, the reason why he said, you know, it would be, you know, bad for him to not preach the gospel is because God gave him this calling. He has this vision and he's called to go preach the gospel. And if he doesn't, he would probably lose, you know, God's blessings and also God's protection. And we can think about, you know,about Job in the Old Testament, you know, how God says that he was a righteous man, and he even had, you know, angels, you know, protecting his property. And so, you know, it is, you know, important for us to go preach the gospel because just like Jesus said, you know, there are people, you know, who on this earth, you know, yes, they believe, but if they don't actually go and preach the gospel,you know, when they get to heaven, it's as if they have nothing. It's as if they've only escaped the fire. You know, so we should be mindful.
Skip fire means it's miserable. Yeah, 那个我讲到这里的时候，好不好？我们有个低头的安静两三分钟啊，在神面前，每一个人都。安静在神面前，神与 我们说话，好不好？
So in these, now that we've come to this point, let us have a few moments of quiet time before the Lord, and let Him to speak to us.
我来看时间啊，还有两分钟。弟兄姐妹啊，我们对神有回音。假如啊，你愿意，心中有感动的话，啊，请你举一下手，好不好呀？请你举一下手。谢谢主，谢谢主，谢谢主。主耶稣，我们真是谢谢你，你的恩典怜悯临到刚才举手的，可能也有没有举手的，心里也有感动的。主啊，你一样的做工在他们身上。主啊，你是以马内利的神，他们走到哪里，你就在哪里与他们同在。你是全能的神，你是全知的神，你也是全在的神。主耶稣，我们需要你从天上来的帮助，我们可以把你美善存全的福音传递给我们同胞，传递给地上每一个人我们所遇到的。主耶稣，你也祝福这个教会继续在神的爱里面成长，继续的把福音不停的传递出去，使人都归向你。主耶稣，你祝福 这里的每一位弟兄姐妹，也祝福每一个小孩子，每一个 teenager。 谢谢主，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。好， 我今天就是分享到这里为止。我这里还有几个那个，还有几个东西。